Welcome to Tard Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we'll be studying Tehillim Mizmar Kuf Chaf Beis 122. Yesterday in Mizmar Kuf Chaf Aleph, we saw the importance of looking up, setting high goals. Well, David HaMelech set high goals. He wanted to build up the city of Yerushalayim and establish the Beis HaMikdash. He had such dreams, and they came true, albeit not fully in his time. Shir HaMa'alos LeDavid. This is a song of ascents written by David, and it's a song about Yerushalayim. It's his dream of Yerushalayim that was so uplifting to him. But it wasn't just his dream of Yerushalayim. Millions of people who were Ola Regel, who went to bring their sacrifices on the holidays, used to sing this song as well on their way to Yerushalayim. This song stayed with us as we went into Gullus. The Radak and Mitzudas David explain that this song was sung by the Jews in the Galut, who looked back and reminisced at the beautiful memories they had of going to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, and they prayed to come back to Yerushalayim again and to have our glorious city be a city of peace. Even today, the thought of Yerushalayim, and certainly living in Yerushalayim, brings us up the ascents, up the steps. In 1967, when Yerushalayim was reunified, if you turned on the radio, you would have heard this song of Kuf Chaf Beis. Samachti be'omrim li Beis Hashem Nelech. I was so happy when they told me that we could go to the house of Hashem. Omdos hayu raglenu bisharayich Yerushalayim. Our feet were now able to stand in the city and the gates of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim ki'ir shechubra layachdav. Yerushalayim, the city that was unified together. This is the song of Yerushalayim. Let's look inside again. Pasuk Aleph. Shir HaMa'alos LeDavid, a song of ascents by David. Samachti be'omrim li Beis Hashem Nelech, says David. I was so happy when they said to me, let us go to the house of Hashem. Now, I can see people saying this after the Beis HaMikdash was built, and they were going to bring their sacrifices to the Beis HaMikdash and telling everyone, I was so happy when I found out we're going this year, we're going this holiday. But David, he wasn't able to go to the Beis HaMikdash. There was no Beis HaMikdash in his time yet. The Beis HaMikdash was built by his son Shlomo. So Rashi explains the following. He says there were many naysayers who would make fun of David, who were upset at David, and behind his back, but knowing that he heard them, they would say things like, when will the old man die so that we can build the Beis HaMikdash? So, Samachti ba'omrim li, I was so happy when they said to me, or they were saying behind my back about me, when will I die and we will go to the Beis HaMikdash because we'll be able to build it. But instead of David being hurt and upset, he was so happy, so machti, I was so happy, just because people were talking about the Beis HaMikdash that he envisioned so clearly. He envisioned the Beis HaMikdash. He envisioned the unity that would be in Yerushalayim. He envisioned the crowds of people who would come to the city of Yerushalayim, which in David's time was not crowded at all. He dreamed the vision of Pasuk Beis, Omdos hayu raglenu bisharayich Yerushalayim. Our feet were standing still in the gates of Yerushalayim. What does that mean? Yerushalayim would be so crowded, says the Ibn Ezra, that they would be standstill traffic. They wouldn't move. They'd get to the city of Yerushalayim and they would be stuck. And that was the dream of David HaMelech. And that dream continues to be a reality today. More than a few times, I've shared this pasuk with a cab driver while sitting in traffic and about to get quite upset. And then I stopped and remembered how David HaMelech was so happy. This is his dream that people would say, Omdos hayu raglenu, we cannot move our feet because of the so many people in the gates of Yerushalayim. So when that traffic comes in the city of Yerushalayim, in the back of my mind, I say, thank you, David HaMelech, for bringing us this traffic. I am living your dream. But also, as people would go into Yerushalayim, and this continues today as well, they would be in awe of its beauty and holiness and just freeze. They couldn't move further. In addition, Rashi says, Omdos hayu raglenu, our feet are ready at any time to fight for the gates of Yerushalayim. That is how important Yerushalayim is to us. Pasuk Gimel, Yerushalayim habnuya ki'ir shechubra layachtav. The built-up city of Yerushalayim is like a city united together. How so? Yerushalayim is the city that osek kol achad chaverim. People come, they meet each other. People who haven't seen each other for a very long time come and they see each other at the Beis HaMikdash, and now we meet each other at the Kotel. It's the city that unifies people because everyone makes it to Jerusalem. Architecturally and in its beauty of the actual buildings, it has a similar look until today in Yerushalayim, and this I don't think is based on halacha, but it's certainly what the law is in Jerusalem, that one must build in Yerushalayim with the Jerusalem stone in order that it's a unified look. The city is by definition unified. The city is also not just unifying its people here in this world, but the city of Yerushalayim in this world connects to the Yerushalayim above, the Yerushalayim Shalmala, the Yerushalayim in the heavens. Hence, it's the city that connects all together. It connects not only the people in this world together, but it connects together heaven and earth. And let's elaborate more on this unity and connection. Pasuk Dalet. Shesham alu shvatim shifteka edus li Yisrael lehodos l'shem Hashem. What created this unity in Yerushalayim? For there the shvatim, the tribes, ascended, who are the tribes of God. And this was a testimony for the totality of the Jewish nation as they thanked the name of Hashem. We may be 12 different tribes, but we come together because we're all tribes of God, and we want to thank God. We have a common purpose, a common goal, even though we may look very, very different. All stripes of Jewish people came together in Yerushalayim to connect to God. Pasuk Hey, not only do we connect to God, but Kishama Yashvu Kisos L'Mishpat, Kisos L'Veis David. For there sat the thrones of the court, the thrones of the house of David. What was in Jerusalem? What was in Yerushalayim? The high courts, the Sanhedrin, was set up in Yerushalayim. And the seat of royalty was set up in Yerushalayim. They were actually right next to each other. The source of law, of legislation, was all in Yerushalayim. And that brought peace and unity amongst the people. So we see that Yerushalayim connects people and God, man and God, and man with one another. And now in Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6, we daven for Yerushalayim. Sha'alu Shlom Yerushalayim. Ask for or pray for the peace of Yerushalayim. Yishlayu ohavayich. Those who love you should be serene. Just by praying for Yerushalayim should give someone a sense of serenity. Pasuk Zion. What do we say in our prayer? Yehi shalom b'cheilech. There should be peace in your borders. Shalva ba'armenosayich. And security in your palaces. Who's saying this? David HaMelech is saying this. He's davening for the future. The Bnei Galut, the people who are in Galus, are davening for the safety in Yerushalayim, for peace to return back to Yerushalayim. People who came to be Ola Regel, and the Beis HaMikdash was vibrant, they would leave Yerushalayim saying, we want to daven for Yerushalayim, that this peace should continue and we should have peace in Yerushalayim. And this is such an important pasuk to say today. What do we want? We want shalom b'cheilech. We want peace in the borders of Yerushalayim and all of Eretz Yisrael. Shalva ba'armenosayach, and security in all its homes. And why do I daven for Yerushalayim? Why is it so important to me? Pasuk Ches. Lema'an achai v'ra'ai, for the sake of my brothers and friends, adabra na shalom bach, I shall speak of peace in your midst. It's not just about me. Imagine David HaMelech. He knew he wasn't building the Beis HaMikdash, and yet he davened so hard for the peace in Yerushalayim. We too understand that Yerushalayim represents something way beyond us. I want Yerushalayim for the sake of my brothers and friends. It connects us to the greater Jewish people. Pasuk Tes. But not only does it connect us to the greater Jewish people, Pasuk Tes, Lema'an Beis Hashem Elokeinu Avaksha Tov Lach, for the sake of the house of Hashem, I ask for good for you. And these famous two psukim, probably because of Shlomo Krolbach, but they encapsulate what Yerushalayim is about. The truth is, the whole song encapsulates what Yerushalayim is about. Yerushalayim is the core of the world, where it's the synthesis of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, of man and man, and Bein Adam L'Makom, of man and God. The name Yerushalayim is the synthesis of two names that were given to this holy place by two different people. The first name was given by Shem, the son of Noach, who called this place Shalem, which means whole, complete. The Meshech Chachma explains, why is it that Shem, the son of Noach, called it Shalem? Because Shem realized that the core of the world, what the world is all about, is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, that man needs to live together and appreciate that they're part of a shalem, of a shlemut, of a whole society. Avraham also named the city of Yerushalayim. Immediately after he was about to bring up his son Yitzchak as a sacrifice, and Hashem says no, and Hashem says, you have actualized yourself, Avraham. Now I see that you are a God-fearing person. Immediately, Avraham named the place Hashem Yireh. Hashem should see, or Hashem should be seen in this place. What Avraham wanted to do is say, it shouldn't just be me who is a Yireh Hashem, who is a God-fearing person. Everyone, forever after, should experience the presence of God in this place. And the truth is, in the time of Avraham, the Meshech Chachma explains, they were a united society, but they did not believe in God. So Avraham understood that the core of the world, the most important thing, is that people believe in God. So what does Hashem do, says the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah? Hashem takes the name of Shem, Shalem, and the name of Avraham, Hashem Yireh, juxtaposes them to make the name of the city, the holiest city in the world, Yerushalayim, Hashem Yireh, and Shalem. And hence, that's really what the city is about. Shem was right, and Avraham was right. They were both right. It's a place of unity of mankind and unity with God. This third of the Shir HaMalos continues to be our dream. It continues to be our prayer. And in a sense, in a way, it's still our reality. We still see pieces of this in Yerushalayim today. Now, this song was the theme song of the Bikurim Festival. And the Bikurim Festival was the most incredible time in Yerushalayim. It lasted the entire summer in Yerushalayim. It began in Shavuos, ended in Sukkot time. It was a life-changing experience for all who were there. It was a life-changing experience in the past, and it will be a life-changing experience in the future. And by learning about it in the present, we're able to turn this Bikurim experience not just into a memory and a dream, but we can use the Bikurim experience to transform our lives now. And this summer, in the Elite Learning Program that's sponsored by the OU Women's Initiative, I'm going to be teaching this song, Kuf Chaf Beis, in much more depth so that we can really appreciate more fully what the Bikurim festivals were all about, and how we can celebrate our own Bikurim festival as we wait for Yerushalayim to be rebuilt in all its glory. So I hope that you'll join me for more on Kuf Chaf Beis this summer. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chanasara Bas Chaim Leib.